Good morning, folks, and welcome to day four. How exciting that we're just moving right along and that people are already getting some great results out of the class, and we'll discuss that a little bit. For those of you that may be just joining us, I want to make sure that you get caught up and remember that you don't have to be on the call every day live. You just have to do the statements every day. Listen to the audios and follow through. You write the statement down in your journal, so you always need a pen and paper when you come to class, or a journal so you can track your experience. Now, the reason why I have you journal is it's important that we journal every day, even if all you write down is I'm happy. And the reason why it's important is because you want to document your emotional ups and downs as you're going throughout the class, because there's going to be days when you feel fantastic and there's going to be days when you're down, and what we want to be able to do is to go back in our journal and to take a look at what we were being, B-E-I-N-G, what were we being when we were happy, and what were we being when we were sad or when we were upset or when we were stressed. And usually it's very simple. When I am not in alignment with Source, I am in fear, doubt, and disbelief. When I am in alignment with Source, then I am coming from love, compassion, and understanding. So we want to make sure you document that. So make sure you write your statement, you meditate on your statement every single day, and that you listen to the audios. You don't have to be present, but you do have to do the work every single day. And if you're behind a couple, for those of you just coming in, make sure you add that you write your contract out today and that you listen to the audios. All right. So I'm excited about what we have for you today, and I'm just going to hand it on over to Gail and Gregory. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm going to just real quickly share with you, I got a beautiful email from one of the participants, and she was generous in saying I could share this with you. And she just says, I'll read it real quick, I am so enjoying these classes, and I am looking forward to the ones to come. I purchased the Stellated Earth Grid, the We Connect and Heart Companion, and I've already felt and seen the wonderful results of their essence and energies in my life. I live up in the mountains, and it's so wonderful to have them in my house. I have worked with energy work and spiritual studies for many years and have longed to connect to these forms, which I've seen in my dreams for quite a while. I intend to not only use them for myself, but I am very conscious and guided to use them for humanity, Earth, and service for world community, universal connections, and all of God's plans for the next steps forward.
Mm.
So thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's it just feeds us. It makes us feel so good to know that this is making a big difference in people's lives. So thank you. Okay, so today let's work with pure light. This is the light of infinite abundance and omnipresent love. This is not a concept. It is energy. And today we will open our channels to accept the next upgrade of light for the good of all. As divine co-creators, we step up to do our soul's work, or perhaps what it really is play. So let's play. To start with, let's get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed, whatever is most comfortable for you. So in building this field of coherence, I'm going to ask you to either take off your heart companion or get your eye connect in your hand. And with intent and the frequency of joy, take your heart companion or eye connect and hold it between your hands with the earth face towards the left palm. If you have the eye connect, hold it with the geometries facing your left palm. If you don't have one yet, be open to receiving the energies we're sending your way. Feel the vibrational energy tingling between your hands. Just notice that now. You may notice a change in warmth as you activate the flow. Now, move your clasped hands just across from the heart chakra and just enjoy the feeling of vibrational sensations circulating and opening the throat energy. Next, move your hands to the solar plexus and feel the light of truth emanating a continuous field of energy to you. Feel that light penetrating and just enjoy the sensations. Next, bring your hands to rest at the heart. You can either place it right on your heart or hold it between your hands. As the field builds and the light awakens, a deep coherence of greater love and wisdom. And in this state of awareness, let's take a few breaths in preparation for sounding the tone VAM. And then take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out breath, as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you. VAM. Recognize the frequencies from the sounds we just toned flowing in your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. You remember them. You are feeling more and more centered in the heart. Words are meaningless, just vibrations of love touching deeply. Allow your body to absorb these messages and blessings and send them out to others and the universe. And in doing, you are immersed in feelings of gratitude. Now let's make the sound again together three more times. And here we go. Bam. Down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life.
All right. Thank you for that. I just love starting this class with just that centering and that connection to Source and that connection to each other. And thank you for that. It was beautiful. So before we get going too far, I want to ask you tomorrow. For tomorrow, I want you to make sure you have your pen and paper with you. It's out. You got to have it for class because we're going to use it. And I want you to bring a crisp bill. It can be a dollar bill. It can be a toonie, I guess. Let's make it paper. Make it a paper bill. We're going to do an exercise tomorrow with it, and so I want to make sure that you have that with you, okay? Also, I want to make sure that you are staying focused on your intentions for the class and keeping in mind that your I am statements need to be present with you all day long. It's not something that you have to, that you should, it should be a subconscious thought about your I ams. I am financially free. And if some of you are struggling with that, you should have received my email that you can send an email to and ask me if your I am statement. Tell me what your goal is or your intention is, and then tell me what your I am statement is, and I will shorten them for you if I feel like they need to, or I'll just send you an okay. So you're free to welcome to do that, and I'm happy to take a look at those for you. Today we're on statement four, and we're on statement three. I left my mind. Yes, I'm sorry. We're on statement three, day four. Even I get confused. Okay, I am conscious of this inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. And the light of truth is that just like the rays of the sun are not separate from the sun. Listen to that. Just like the rays of the sun are not separate from the sun, nor am I from the love of Source. Nor am I from the love of the universe. Nor am I. And because of that connection, because of that truth, the light of truth, then it is also true that I am abundant and prosperous right here, right now. Whether or not I am in the space to be able to see that or aware enough to see it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that is the magic of what we're creating in this class together, collectively, individually. Individualize as you the reality of you. And part of that is this repetition that we're doing of just staying true to ourselves, staying true to the truth of our inheritance. We talked about that yesterday, of our birthright, that when we choose to be in the moment, when we choose to be in the light of truth, we see all that is, rather than what our mind and ego. Yesterday we talked about the mind and heart. And so I really want us to keep that in mind today as you look at the statement. I am conscious of this inner presence as my lavish abundance. Over the top, always there, always going to be there. And I'm conscious of this constant activity, of this mind of infinite prosperity. Well, another way that we could describe this, yesterday I talked about my mother and her car. Another way that we can kind of almost see this truth is that the sun is always shining. It is always shining. And even on our cloudiest, darkest day, if you were to get into a plane that day and fly somewhere, when you get about 30, 40,000 feet, and above the clouds, the sun is shining. And that's the way our prosperity and our abundance is. It's always there. Sometimes we can't see it through the thickness of the walls that we build around our hearts. Sometimes we can't see it because of the thickness of our need to be right about whatever it is that we're hanging on to. And boy, it gets juicy as we get going through these statements, how we will begin to break that down for you. So today, just be in that presence. And to help you with that, I'm going to share with you what I call the penny exercise. And the penny exercise is an exercise that I give everyone about this time in the class, and it's very simple. And some of you are going to struggle with it. Some of you are going to be angry with it. Some of you are going to say, what's the point? And I'll go back to successful people do what unsuccessful people won't do. It's very simple. I want you to be aware that there are pennies, and for those of you in countries where pennies don't exist, I'll change it to coins, because I know in Canada you have pennies exist, but they're not in circulation anymore. I want you to look for pennies. And when you find these pennies, I want you to stop. Now, you can't see pennies unless you are what? Present. That's what this is talking about, being present. You can't see them unless you're present. And you can't expect for the universe, for God, for Source, the Creator, to give you any more than what you're already grateful in the moment. So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and start finding your pennies. Now, last month in my class, I decided to do a little experiment, and I decided for the first time ever to start logging how many coins I found and what the message was for that day. I found $1.50, so that's almost 100 and something coins, pennies, quarters, nickels, and dimes. It was amazing, almost every day. Why? Because I stayed present, and I was present with what was happening to me and for me in the moment. So that's it. That's the whole exercise. Look for your pennies. Look for your blessings. You don't have to do the journal. I did that for myself, and I'm still doing it. I'm going to do it for the rest of the year. Stay present. And then we'll talk more about that in the coming days. All right. I'm going to hand it over to Gregory. He's got some exciting stuff to share today.
Thank you, Daniel. So for this day three, what really stuck out for me as something important to address are the words, "My consciousness is filled with the light of truth." And it's really starting to define that light of truth. And Daniel was starting to share that with us. So something I shared with Daniel once is this light of truth, truth with a capital T. You know, how does it exist in this dimension where we live? And I said, you know, there's a very simple test for it, and that is if you can read it or write it, speak it or hear it, it isn't true. It isn't true with a capital T. And that really means that everything that's expressed outwardly in this world is a shadow of that truth. And so it's something that you can experience the truth behind it, but it doesn't directly put itself out there. What we work with in this world, it's all relative to what we need at the time. So it's a relative truth. It's what I need for my next step. You see, the world is full of guideposts. They're like signs, all these things that happen to us that direct us through our discernment. You know, we ask in our heart, and we are discerning whether this is my next step or not. But that guidepost is not the truth. It's simply a guidepost pointing toward the greater truth. So often what happens then is we go, okay, I understand the world isn't really expressing the highest truth in everything in the physical, but we spend this time inside our heads and in our thoughts. And so the question that gets really begged right now is that where the light of truth lies? Is it in my thoughts, in my head? And it is not. The thoughts that are generated in your head are usually generated by the smaller part of yourself, the ego self. And that you really need to understand that you, I, we are spiritual beings that have lived thousands of lives in this dimension. And when you are inside your head, you're constantly evaluating, judging, understanding your reality through the thousands of past life projections. I mean, this is what is karma. And karma isn't something that really most of you understand at all. It's not really something that you do something bad in one lifetime and then in another lifetime you get payback and you learn that wasn't such a good thing to do. It's much more involved than that. It literally is the conglomeration of all the lives we've had constantly expressing themselves again and again because of past learnings, because of past beliefs, because of what happened in another lifetime. We view things in this lifetime. So it's more than just we reflect what our mom and our dad thought, and it's much deeper than that. But still, what I'm saying here is you can't touch the light of truth through the thoughts in your head. These are carnal thoughts. That is, they're thoughts of the world, thoughts of the flesh, thoughts of experience of this reality. And the light of truth is beyond this reality. So now here's the kicker for this whole thing. The light of truth exists at the dimensional level of soul. And the soul isn't really paying that much attention to your thoughts because the soul doesn't speak English or Russian or Italian or any other language for that matter. You see, the soul speaks heart. And that's how we must learn to access the light of truth that exists at the heart of our beingness. So, now, here's a practical example of what I'm talking about. And I want you to consider this statement, which is frequently true. If you're not happy with what you have, you will not be happy with what you get. And that's a very profound statement because we so frequently attach happiness to things in the world, things that we do. And we believe that, okay, I'm coming up with a statement now of what I intend, and it's because I'm not happy in my present state. And when I get this new intention in my life, that will give me the happiness that I need. But we have to be so careful with how that's coming about, because happiness, that feeling of joy that comes from inside, it's independent of what is happening on the outside. I mean, you often see happy people and it isn't a reflection of good things happening in their life. They go through the same stuff that all of us constantly are going through in life. Life happens. But some individuals find happiness within themselves in spite of, instead of, beside what's going on in their lives. So that happiness that isn't dependent on the outside, here's the curious thing. It's not dependent on what's happening on the outside. And yet everything that happens on the outside of us is resonant. Everything that happens that's positive, that's a wonderful shift in our life, it's resonant with the frequency that we're producing, and good or bad. So the interesting thing is happiness is resonant with some of the highest frequencies available to us, the highest frequencies that allow us to create change and transformation in our life. So what I'm saying is that happiness is one of the languages received by the heart, and it's very activating to the soul. You see, the soul works with the heart, and the experiences, the feelings, the images, the tactile stuff that goes on that's really juicing our lives, that goes on in the heart, that's what the soul is able to pick up and read. You see, the soul is our beingness. That's our core. It's where we manifest from. And so this is how we connect. And so I'm going to offer you something right now that you can do anytime you're working with your intent, you're working with wanting to solidify your focus. Hold the heart companion with the earth face toward your left hand and your right hand, or no, in this case, just while you're wearing it, have the earth's face toward your heart and put your right hand over your heart with the heart companion in between. And realize that it's always about flow, increasing the flow of energy. And this is what you feel when you put your hand, the right hand that emits energy, your right side of your body is the side that puts energy out. As this is over your heart companion, it's moving energy through into your heart. This becomes a carrier, this energy. Like It's a river that's flowing, and you can jump into that river or throw flowers into the river, and they will be carried by your energy flow. Your intent then starts riding this flow of energy. It gets translated into vibration. You bring your vibration, your intent, into feelings of happiness. Sometimes you may need to envision something that makes you feel happy, like a small child laughing or running in flowers, but you start bringing that happiness into your sensory organs, holding the iConnect, wearing the iConnect. Your body has already started moving into balance. This is what we talked about the other day. Your body, your internal organs, they start to build an energy. Your energy field around you starts becoming filled in and full and flowing. This is something we've measured. Your body starts shifting, and it's no longer intention. When you have the Heart Companion, you are out of tension and in a place where that flow is taking you into the moment. Your chakras are balanced and flowing. Energy is moving through them. This is what the Heart Companion does. This is what feels good. This is what feels centered. As the energy flows, pain dissipates. Pain is so much about blocked energy. When you move the energy with the Heart Companion, you'll find pain starts leaving your body. You start feeling even better. You feel very good. You're present in your body because it feels good to be in your body. It feels wonderful to be you right now. And you're alive. This is such a wonderful time to be alive because so much is being offered to us, so much support, so much love, and this is the joy that you're feeling. This is the connection. Connection is joy. Bring that joy into this river of energy flowing into your heart. And the feeling of happiness of your life is coming into every aspect of your intent. This is the intent that we've asked you to write down, to revisit, to refocus on. And when you do, remember the happiness that surrounds it. See the joy that surrounds it. See it happening in a way that is so much fun and joyful. It's a natural expression of your being. Because joy is a natural expression of your being. And happiness is what the heart understands. And it can take that intent and give you back that intent so many times magnified. Because it is wrapped in joy. And you feel it radiating throughout your being. And it's all coming from your heart. Your heart is now directing your mind. It's directing your throat. It's directing your solar plexus. It's directing every part of your being. And it's being directed with that joy and happiness that's the love that's carrying your intent. And you're going to watch miracles happen in your life as you work with this flow of energy. Anytime during the day that you're so inclined, even to put your hand over the Heart Connect, the Heart Companion, or the iConnect, and feel that love coming through, do it. And notice the shifts that are going on. We want to hear about them. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. And from the very beginning, something that was said that is really the core and essence of this entire class, and that is, if you're not happy with what you have, it's pretty probable that nothing else is going to come. You know, and that is the problem with our consumer society, is that there's always a better phone, there's always a better car, and we lose sight of our humanness. We lose sight of what's important in our lives, and that's part of the reason why the penny exercise, I'm so glad you said that, Gregory, that penny exercise is so important. It's bringing us back into that present moment and really connecting to the heart and connecting to the tools and connecting to the truth, the light of truth, and realizing that all of those things, none of that stuff goes with us, none of it. And so what are we doing? And just almost instantly as we begin to connect with Source from that place of love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness, the truth of what and who we are begins to reveal itself because we begin to recognize, you know, yesterday you may have heard of the young lady in Oregon that took her life, 29 years old, with the compassion clause that they have there for people that are dying of terminal cancer. And then right after that, they showed another clip of a young lady who was playing basketball who's going to be passing away in the next month. And if you could see how beautifully present these two women are, the one that just recently took her life and the one that's passing away, you know, that's where we all should be. And such glory and beauty and connection and presence that we recognize that all of those things that we seem to think that we need are just things to distract us. So thank you both, Gregory and Gail, for a wonderful morning. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on with you. If you have a story of how the Heart Companion is working for you, the iConnect or the WeConnect, let us know. I mean, raise your hand. If you have any questions at this time, if you will raise your hand and hit *2, I'd love to hear from you. We do have a couple of questions on the web, so I'm going to go there very quickly. Gregory and Gail, this is for you. Can you please elaborate on the type of situations or times in which I want to use one side or the other of the Heart Companion? For example, I want to go to a big job interview or visit a client, which is the most important side? Or if I'm trying to manifest something or so forth. I'm not quite understanding the differences between the sides. This is Sandra from Minnesota. Either one of you can take that one.
Okay.
I'm going to start out actually by saying that everyone is a little bit different. So we're going to give you some guideposts. However, you know how you operate. Now, let's say that you tend to be somebody who, in order for you to make a good impact on going out for an interview, you want to be really centered. So I'm going to ask you to go inside and answer the question, what would be best for me in this experience to be more centered? Would it be being more grounded, which would mean that integration of the earth energy so that the star face would be pointing out, the earth, the Vesica Pisces would be towards your body? Would that be best? Or are you somebody that could really soar in that moment more by being more in the mental plane, in which case you would turn it? So it will change from moment to moment. Sometimes I will check in and I'll think, well, you know, the guidelines would, you know, kind of give me the impression that I should have the iConnect turned a certain way. And my intuition tells me something different. And it could be that I just turn it one way for a short bit and then turn it back the other way. So intuition is going to rule. However, you know, those kinds of guidelines are, you know, what I think are really valuable. And I'm going to pass it on to Gregory to share his take on this.
You know, I think that women are much more open to working with both sides. And that is the side that moves the energy up is very, very stimulating for most men because we already spend a lot of time in our heads. And so I find it's very good to spend the majority of the time in my heart with the heart side toward me. Now, that being said, I've found that women have been more creative in using this tool, both sides. I have one woman that said, I almost always wear the star face toward my body because I find that I get so caught up in my emotions in my body, if I have the star face toward me, I'm going to think about it before I react. My husband on the other side always has the earth face toward his body because he wants to be in his heart. So that being said, I've had people, women say that I just pick it up in the morning, however it falls in my hand, I know that's how spirit wants me to do it. I have another, that person's sister said, well, I have the earth face toward me because I teach exercise classes. I want to be in my body and grounded. But I recently, because of the Heart Companion, I was promoted to a more of a position of managing other people. And this is in a big gym situation with thousands of people. So she works with the people. When she connects with them, she has the star face toward her, so she can be more mentally focused, more connecting with other people in an outward way. In both cases, the women say that their bodies feel like they're in integrity. They're protected from the energies on the outside of the EMFs and so forth, but the energies of other people, the influences of others' thoughts. And in the end, whichever way you wear it, you simply will be operating from a place of higher consciousness. It's not, you know, a definite rule that if you do it this way, you're going to be doing it the wrong way. Just experiment. Experiment before you go to the interview. Find out if you do become more mentally active and focused with the star face toward you, and if that feels comfortable. You know, do a test with some other friends when you're talking to them. Try it both ways, and you can't do it improperly or wrong. So that's the statement.
Okay. Perfect. Another question. Gregory, they wanted to know which hand you were asking them to hold the iConnect or Heart Companion against your body.
Well, I just took my right hand and placed it over the Heart Companion as I'm wearing it. And when I do that, I am thinking activation. I am thinking energy. I am thinking connection. And when I say think, I don't mean those thoughts, but I mean those are the feelings that go through me when I put my hand on my Heart Companion. It's right over my heart, and I'm feeling connected. I'm feeling all of this. And you see, that's what I was trying to say. The higher part of our being, it reacts to feelings. It reacts to energies that come through the heart. So put the energy through with your right hand. Your right hand puts out a great deal of energy. If you want to put your left hand over your heart and put your right hand on another person, you can move healing energy through them. You can, you know, it's a way of activating that center core of your being with the Heart Companion and moving energy with your body and sending it out with the right hand. Putting your best foot forward is often taking the step with your right foot as you move into your next step on your path.
All right. Another technical question. And we really appreciate, there's really not a bad question, folks, so feel free to keep bringing them on. We may not get to all of them today, but we will get to them. Adita asked, what is facet versus non-faceted on the stones do?
Okay.
I guess the difference between the two is what she's asking.
Okay. The situation there is mostly an aesthetic choice. When you have facets that catches light and bounces light around, and the cabochons, light comes through them kind of like the headlamp or headlight of your car that's rounded over. So light goes through both of them, but it's aesthetic. It's not an energetic thing. Sometimes there are certain gems we can't get faceted or can't get cabochon, so the gems shift between those two, just a few of the gems. Maybe we have aquamarine instead of moonstone or something like that. But most gems are similar, and it's an aesthetic choice, not an energy choice.
Right. As a matter of fact, most people don't know that in my early life, I studied with the Gemstone Society in Santa Monica, and that's exactly correct. The only reason they ever facet stones is so that light can travel through it and out so that they are more brilliant. Diamonds typically have 52 facets, a crown and a bezel, and that's what causes them to shine so much. It has nothing to do with anything except that it makes it more brilliant in the way, which is what the round stone is called, the brilliant stone, because of the way it's cut. So it really is aesthetic. All right. Let's see here. And let's see here. Daryl writes, since he started the class, it's funny how many people are really demonstrating the many aspects of resistance to me. Actually, you know, the interesting thing about that, Daryl, is that was always there. It's just that awareness now, that heightened awareness that we'll continue to have. And you'll be seeing things throughout the entire class that will present themselves having already been there, and definitely opportunities for shifts and changes to happen during these 21 days. Also, here's an iConnect story from Janet.
Daniel, can I jump in just real quickly? Often what happens is we're clarifying ourselves, we're becoming more coherent. And so people are getting those messages more clearly, and then they're making a distinction as to whether they really fit into your field or not, or you're deciding do they fit into your field or not because you're seeing more clearly. So it really is a good sign, Daryl, and it's about you being more coherent, more clear. And sometimes friendships and situations will shift because of that.
Okay. So we have an iConnect story, and this will be the last one for today. If you're on the phone and you have a comment, hit star 2. I noticed that we didn't get to any of those, but we have a lot of folks on the web. iConnect story. She writes, I found the newborn kitten in my trash can. A friend who rarely calls me called at the moment, and he fosters animals, so he came over to get her. He just finished fostering her, and I've had her for a week. She's 3 months old now. She's adorable, sweet, and more loving every day. We have a connection. Everyone she's touched or her story has touched is amazing how it all worked out. I didn't even want a pet, and now I wouldn't be without her. So nice little story. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Janet. All right. A lot of great things are going to happen. Okay, we're going to take one call here from Hartford. Good morning.
Hi.
Victoria.
Good morning. It's me, Valerie.
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Victoria.
Hi. The money that we look, the pennies, when we find the money, should we save it and put it in a jar or something?
You can do whatever you want. I just started doing the journal, taping it into a journal and writing down my notes because I wanted to go back. Because sometimes we forget. You know, and I was actually quite astounded that I had collected $1.50 in coins, mostly pennies. That's a lot of pennies throughout the month of October. So you can put them in a can. I had a doctor once who did this he started taking my classes 10 years ago. So for several years, he was doing these little journal books and collected all this change over the years. And one day he turned around and he goes, I want to, and we'll talk about this later in the class, about keeping money in the currency, because that's what it's called, currency. And so he started giving the money back. And so you can do whatever you please. The goal is just to become aware and be present and be aware that when we're in that state of gratitude for something such as a penny, great things are going to open themselves up for you. All right?
Yes. Daniel, I'm reading your book, Stepping Into Greatness.
Oh, thank you. Hope you're enjoying it.
I love it. It's good.
thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You bet. All right, one more question. Here we go. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning. Hey, I really appreciated what Gail had to say just now in reference to Daryl. It explained something that's been happening ever since I started this class. It's like a major washout or wash-in of everybody in my life and what I'm doing. Things are leaving me so fast, and new people are coming in, and I was like looking at that like, wow, what is that? And it kind of matched the same vibration as when Gail was talking just now about how things, you know, are changing so fast in
right.
reference to what she said with Daryl.
Yeah. Elaine, that is such a good message to indicate that you really are making shifts. And years ago when I used to paint and I wanted to start a new body of work, I would go into my studio and I would just empty myself out. I would get totally quiet, disconnect any of the phones, you know, just stay in my studio until I really felt empty enough to start a new body of work. And that was a real profound experience for me to do that. And, you know, and then I would reach that moment where I really felt like, okay, now I can allow this new body to emerge. And, you know, so be grateful with it. Love it. Embrace it. And honor yourself in the process, because sometimes we can judge ourselves about it.
Mm-hmm.
And honor yourself. That's so important.
All right.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, folks. So that's all the time we have for today. It's been a wonderful class today. Remember that tomorrow you want to bring your journal, your pen, and a dollar bill or some sort of physical paper bill for an exercise that we're going to do around a dollar bill. And usually people get a lot of great results from that. And we'll be adding kind of how we use the Heart Companion or the iConnect in this exercise. So anyway,
Daniel?
Yes?
Can I add one thing about your penny exercise? Or?
Sure.
Okay, it's just that what I wanted to share was something I started doing years ago with the iConnect, was when I was looking for something or couldn't find something, you know, to open it up to the bigger part of myself. I would sometimes hold the iConnect, or now I would hold the Heart Companion and not take it off, but just put my hand on it and say, I connect to, and just kind of let my body be, not force it anywhere, just kind of wander and say, I connect to what it is I'm looking for or what it is I'm in search of. So every now and then, it could be fun to do that. Just put your hand on your Heart Companion or hold your iConnect and say, I connect to my next penny and understanding and learning, and just bring it into the process so your body starts leading you more than your head or some part like that.
Good stuff. I love it. Man, if you're going to go that far, I connect to $50.
Okay.
Anyway, have a beautiful break.
Just check to your next step and what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Me,
absolutely.
The pennies take care of themselves after a while. And
they do. They do.
They do.
And I will right. say this in closing. I will say this in closing, that the other day, again, having that kind of awareness and connection to all that is around me, I found this beautiful, beautiful silver bracelet. It was a big bracelet. And, of course, being a jeweler at one time, I knew where to look to see if it was authentic, and it was. And I thought to myself, goodness gracious, we've stepped this thing up. We're going to jewelry. But anyway, we got to go. Folks, have fun. That's what this is all about. Have fun. And know from the bottom of our hearts, we love you.
Namaste. We love you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.